What's up, guys, and welcome back to Black Sheep Tober.
It's Black Sheep Tober.
It's Black Sheep Tober. Still going on, going strong.
Dude, I can't believe we're halfway through October already.
I know, I was going to say that the other day, because like, I swear like September just like went by like hella fucking slow. And to me, at least. To me, September went by hella slow.
I feel like October's going by really fast, and I don't like that, because this is like the best month, so what the fuck?
Yeah, it's October 15th already. Or it's the middle of October.
Yeah.
It's the middle of October and like
it's almost Halloween.
Yeah.
Do you know what you're gonna be?
No, I don't. What I was thinking, what? What are you pointing at? What?
You look like you could be in costume right now, doesn't he, guys? He looks like
a inmate or something?
Yeah. Like a cholo or something.
Thanks, bro.
You just need a little teardrop under your eye and you're perfect.
No, what I was thinking was like, you know, be a Squid Game guy.
Ooh.
Just kidding. That's fucking boring. Everyone's gonna fucking dress up as Squid
Game. Yeah, that's true. I was gonna say that. That's kind of cool, but
it's kind of cool, but either people are gonna dress up as like the guards, like with the masks on, or people are gonna dress up as like the inmates. I mean, like
you
the...
should be the angel from
from Midnight Mass. From Midnight are we gonna talk about Midnight Mass
and do the whole like makeup and everything?
Have
the
you guys,
wings.
Have you guys seen the Midnight Mass?
The
Is that
it's not the Midnight Mass, it's just Midnight Mass.
Have you guys seen Midnight Mass? It's a show on Netflix that me and Melissa started together. Yeah. Well, actually, I brought it up because I had watched like 20 minutes of it, and I was like, this show looks aight.
Yeah.
And then the last time we recorded a podcast, we watched it, the first like two episodes, mm-hmm. I think. But it's pretty good. I'd recommend it if you guys want to watch it, like kind of creepy.
It's really good. I like it. Yeah. I liked it a lot. I liked the ending. The characters were really good. The whole like just everything.
Yeah, it kind of like it just like has like some surprises in it, and like it kind of goes like towards a way that like some people might just not be into, but like it's a good show.
Yeah,
like it's just a little bit unexpected, like, but it's good. It's a good show. I liked it.
It's definitely like disturbing. It's creepy. It gives a definitely like a weird dark vibe to like religion and like Bible verses, and it's like a cult kind of thing basically. Yeah.
It also just like gets you thinking about hell and if you're gonna go there or not.
And
Melissa's
Jesus
definitely
Christ.
Gonna go there.
Yeah, for
if
sure.
There's a hell.
For sure.
You excited about that?
No. I'm not excited, but, like, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it.
I mean, there is.
What?
Just live a religious life. Stop.
No, fuck that. Anyways, but, yeah, if you haven't seen that show, go check it out. It's pretty cool.
Midnight
if you want a spooky show to watch for October, definitely check that out.
The episodes are, like, an hour each.
Yeah, I think so.
Almost an hour. Some are, like, 50 minutes, some are an hour. And there's, like, how many episodes? It's 9-7?
Yeah, it's not that many.
Yeah.
And it's just one season, so it's like it wraps up pretty quickly. It goes by, but it's a really good show. Oh, I want to talk about my fucking dream that I had.
All right, tell us. She hasn't told me about this, guys, because she was like, I'm gonna wait for the podcast. So I have to it's my first time hearing it as well.
Yeah. I mean it's not that like detailed, I just remember you guys see that on the camera.
She got, like, the cords, like, tangled up and shit.
Okay, well, you gave it to me like that.
Okay.
You literally just left it like that. There we go. Is that better?
Yeah.
Can't see it on the camera, at least. All right. I don't know what it is. I think it's Midnight Mass. Like, it's been giving me weird, like, nightmarish dreams or just, like, weird dreams in general, like, ever since I finished the show.
Okay.
And I think it was the last episode or the second to last episode when they're doing the whole like resurrection thing.
Oh.
I don't know. I think that's what made me have this dream. But basically.
Like when they're all in the church, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
When it's like showing how people like die and then come back to life or whatever.
Okay.
So I had this dream. I don't remember what happened in the beginning of it, but I was on my way to your guys' house. I was on my way to my parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
It was super like stormy outside, like a snow blizzard kind of. And the roads and everything was just like covered in like snow, and the side of the freeway was like a I don't know feet of snow, like super high snow, white fluffy snow. And I remember driving. I had just gotten on the freeway and I was like, my windshield wipers were going. I was having trouble seeing and I was like, oh my God, this is scary. Like something bad is about to happen right now. And then out of nowhere, I see this like truck. Like, I think it was in front of me. It just like lost control or something. And it went off the side of the freeway into like all the snow. Mm-hmm. And it just like swerved. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that. Like, I hope they're okay. Like it was like, I was like, oh my God, this is scary. And then out of nowhere, this huge like semi truck next to me, like tries to get into my lane. And it basically like pushes me out of my lane. So I also swerve out onto the side of the freeway.
Oh, fuck.
And my car goes like rolling. Like I'm inside my car. It's like rolling. And as it's like rolling, my windows and everything is just like covered with snow. And I feel that my car is like going into this huge like thing of snow, basically.
Oh.
So everything like slowly goes dark. And I remember thinking like, this is it. Like, this is how I die. It's such a weird feeling, though, because, like, it felt so real. Like, I actually felt like I was dying. Like I did but not like, feel at all like it was a dream. Like, I actually thought, like, okay, this is what people feel when they're about to die. Like, this is what people
think. And what did you feel? Think. Did you feel pain at the time?
No. Okay, so I just felt like I didn't feel anything, like, pain or scared or anything. I just felt like, I don't want to die yet. Like, I just felt like this, I can't believe this is like it. Like, I'm not going to be able to see my parents anymore. Like, I was on my way to go see them. And like, this is just it. I did not think that I was going to die at 23 years old. And my life is just over now. Like, there's nothing I can do about it. And slowly everything was like fading to black. And I was like, fuck, like, this is what it feels like. Like, this is just where it ends. Like, I'm not living anymore. And then right when it was like about to go completely black, I had this like slight hope that I wasn't gonna die there. I don't know what it was. It just felt like I was like, hopefully the police or whatever or ambulance or whoever comes, like, they're gonna see the truck that also swerved out of the freeway, and they're gonna find me, even though I'm under how many feet of snow. I don't know if they can even see me or whatever.
So you were like,
and I'm
trapped.
Going unconscious, but I hope that like they find me, and I hope that I end up waking up and I open my eyes and I'm like in this like hospital or something, and they're able to like save me. Like, I was just like, I was just hoping that I wasn't gonna like die then and there.
Mm. So like you were going unconscious, like, so I thought you were just like in the snow. Like,
no, like I was going unconscious, like I felt myself like I was dying. Like, everything was going black.
I see.
And I was like, these are my last thoughts that I'm ever gonna have. Like, my brain's just gonna stop working now. And I was just thinking, like, no, like, this can't happen. Like, when it was fully black, I was like, no, this can't be, like, the end. Like, I'm going to wake up in a hospital, and they're going to save me. And they're going to find me.
So what happened?
And then I ended up waking up in a hospital.
Oh,
and everything
really?
Was, like, bright white, and I was, like, in a hospital bed. And I was like, oh, my God, thank God. And I just, like, felt so, like, good. And then that's when I woke up.
That's wild, actually.
Yeah, it's so weird. Because I've never had a dream where I, like, am dying or, like, I feel that feeling of, like, oh, my God, this is it. This is where I'm going to die. And, like, everything's, like, fading to black. And, like, I don't know. It just felt so weird. But I think it was because of that resurrection video that
you
I felt, like, yeah, that I felt like there's no way. Like, I have to come back to life. Like, I'm not dying yet. I don't know. It was weird.
That's pretty crazy.
But it was scary. Like, I actually was, like, I felt like I was dying.
Do you ever feel like, you know how, like, in movies, there's, like, this whole, like, oh, you went through this whole thing, and then now you're, like, back to normal, but it was because, like, you, like, fixed something or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like you were gonna, like, this was, like, actually what happened to you. Like, you were actually going somewhere, and you, like, actually crashed and stuff like that. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, you wake up, and it's, like, it was all a dream. But, like, somewhere it did happen in your life or something like that. You know what I'm talking about, like, in movies?
Oh, yeah.
Like, do you ever feel like, I don't know, like, in some alternate universe that, like, that actually happened to you and, like, you were given another chance now? Like, do you ever think that?
Oh, that's creepy to think about that. I don't like that. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a lot for my brain.
Because, like, you can just be like, oh, it was just a dream or whatever. But, like, if you think about it, like,
what if
this is another chance of me living.
Yeah.
then that like changes like your whole outlook on life.
Yeah. Did you, so that part in the show where the girl was talking about like what, where he asked the girl like, what do you think happens after you die?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That whole theory that she had, it kind of like blew my mind a little bit.
I don't remember what she said.
It was basically like her saying that our life is just like a dream and we're going to wake up again in a different life and we're not going to remember this dream, because like usually when we have dreams, right, like we don't really remember our dreams. Like it's just a dream, it happens, whatever, and then you just like wake up and you move on with the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
And she was, I think that's what she was saying, basically, that like, I don't know. It's hard to explain because she went into detail with like the stars and like how we are the whole like universe is just us. And
it's not like you're high, bro.
Yeah. Anyways, no, but when she said it, it makes sense.
I thought she talked about God in her explanation. Are you sure
no,
it wasn't him?
No, she didn't. No, she didn't say anything about God. He never said.
Yeah, he did. Maybe you're talking about him.
Said, no, he asked her. It was when she was dying at the end, when the angel was like eating her. Sorry, we're just doing a lot of spoilers.
Oh shoot.
But she was dying.
Oh, I remember now.
Yeah, and she was like thinking about it, and when he asked her, she said.
I thought you were talking about like when they were both still alive and talking on her couch.
That was when he said his, I think.
Yeah.
Or he talked about what he thought was gonna happen. I don't know. But, anyways.
Yeah, you should watch the show, and we can talk about it.
Yeah. Thank you, Netflix, for sponsoring this video. Have you had weird dreams? You've been having weird dreams.
I did have a weird dream, but I kind of forgot what I was going to talk about. There was just this one thing that I remember. This isn't weird, but it was like I was at – there was this girl that I knew or no, and then, like, she, like, came up to me for some reason in this dream, and I was, like, walking in the store, and she was like, hey. And I was like, oh, hey, what's up? And then she was like, do you ever like cut your hair? And I was like, yeah, I cut it like maybe like a month ago, a month and a half ago. And she was like, oh, she's like, you don't think it's like getting to that point again? And I was like,
what
kind of dream is this? I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, you know, looking just a little bit raggedy, like
if you want to,
if you want to like, you know, trim it or something.
Oh,
I was like, oh, shoot. But that's all I remember from that dream. Wow. I guess I have some conscious feelings about my hair for some reason.
I also had another dream. This is the second time I dream about fucking smoking weed with my aunt.
Oh, bruh.
Like, we were at her house, and we were having, like, this party or something, and all of a sudden, like, my tío and my tía, like, they both just start smoking, and they're, like, passing around this blunt, and I'm just like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
That's hella funny.
Yeah, and then it led to like a bunch of other weird shit. But
maybe you should message her and be like, I've been having some dreams, and maybe like that's a sign that you like want to smoke. You want to smoke?
She's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
For real.
Anyways, okay, so today, do you want to get into what we're talking about?
Heck yes, baby.
I'm so excited to talk about this.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm excited to challenge you.
What do you mean challenge me? What's that?
Because I just can't I don't understand your thought process. And I'm excited to talk to you guys about this because I don't know, it's just interesting. I feel like it's a question a lot of people have.
But yeah, we are going to talk about our times playing the Ouija board. We've played a lot of times
La Ouija.
We're going to talk about just like paranormal happenings that have happened to us. This is supposed to be like the spooky episode of the month because it's the fourth episode.
Yes.
Of the, you know, whatever our schedule is. But since we're just doing Black Sheep Tub, we're just giving you guys a bunch of episodes you guys already know. This is supposed to be the scary episode of the month, but it's just a regular episode just because it's Black Sheep Tub. So.
Yeah, but it is the episode where we're going to be talking about like more paranormal kind of stuff versus our other episodes this month. But, yeah. So I guess we can talk about, like,
where do we start?
I want to start off, like, in the very beginning when I was born.
Wait, what?
And the nurse told my mom. I'm just kidding. That's just a made-up story.
Oh, well, I was like, wait, hold on. What's going on?
I don't know the story. No, but in the very beginning, I've always believed, like, in the Ouija board. Or maybe not believed in it, but, like, I always felt, like, just... I never wanted to try it because I was, like, scared of it. Like, I thought that something bad or like evil was gonna like instantly like possess me or some shit if I touched it. Mm-hmm. Did you feel like that about the Ouija board, or how'd you feel?
Not really. Like, here's the thing with me, it's like I'm not very afraid when there's like other people there. Do you know what I mean? Like, what if we're playing the Ouija board, I kind of just treat it as like a social thing, like with people. Like, you know, playing the Ouija board.
Party game.
Yeah, like playing the Ouija board by yourself, like that's a bad idea, right? Like, people would talk about that all the time. It's like, oh,
you shouldn't. So would you do that?
I don't think I would do that.
Oh, so you do believe in it a little bit then.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, then you wouldn't be afraid to.
Yeah, but I don't think it's just like, I treat it as more of like a fun thing. It's not fun for me. Like, I'm going to play by myself.
Oh, okay. So it's more like a social.
Yeah.
Like thing that you do with other people.
Because it's like fun and it's like this like.
It's more exciting to see other people scared and shit.
Yeah. Like, I don't get scared, but like people are like, oh, that's hella sus, bro. No, don't do that. I'm like, bro, come on, let's play.
Yeah.
So like, I've never really thought like, oh, this spirit's going to come out the board and like go inside my mouth and like, you know, like possess me or whatever. Like, I've never thought that. I've never believed in that could happen. And it's hasn't happened. So
okay, don't jinx it now,
please. I'm just waiting for the day.
Stop.
It's not real, bro. It's not real.
In a fucking Catholic church or something.
Anyways, but no, I've never really believed that could happen. I believe, well, we'll talk about our beliefs, but mm-hmm. I've never really believed like in the Ouija board and like.
So you've never been scared of it, like when you see it or to touch it or anything like that?
Not really.
Okay.
Unless it's like given to me by some weird looking person who's like, hey, this is haunted. I'm like, oh, I'm kind of scared of you. So. I brought up the idea a while, like,
when was the first time? Is it when we played it with everyone?
Yeah. Sanen was there, Logan was there.
Okay.
It was that time, like 3 years ago now, mm-hmm. I think. Like about 3 years ago. I was uploading on my YouTube channel consistently at the time. and so like I had this idea and I did like research about like abandoned places around our area. And I found this abandoned, like, mental asylum that's, like, super broken down now. Like, it doesn't even have doors and shit like that.
Was that the first one we did?
That's the first one we did, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And so...
How did you convince all of us to do that shit? Because, let me tell you guys, none of us wanted to do it except my brother.
Yeah, that's true. Facts.
Like, all of us were insanely scared to touch it. I had never touched a Ouija board before this. Like, I just did not want anything to do with it. I don't think I did this time.
No, I was going to say that. You didn't want to play. Yeah, you did play.
I was still on like, no, I'm never touching one of those things.
Little wuss, right? No, but so yeah, like I brought up the idea and I was like, let's all get together on this day and we're gonna play the Ouija board and that's what's gonna go down. Mm-hmm. And you guys were reluctant. You guys were like, okay, we'll do this for you as a favor for your channel or whatever, but don't think it's gonna be a thing.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I'll record.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, Melissa was recording.
The camera recorder or the
camera guy.
The camera guy. So, like, we all got together, and I remember, like, when I pulled up to the house, like, you guys were telling me, like, don't bring the Ouija board in the house. And, like, you guys were, like, strict about that, and I was like, I'm just going to bring it in, bro, all right? Like, chill out.
Yeah, I was so, like, I don't know, just, like, the superstition around it, I guess, is just, I don't know, I just, my whole life I had been told that, like, you don't play with that stuff, you know? It's just, like, engraved in your head, like, that's not good. And this is, like, the time where, like, we were, well... Were we going to church for this? No, we weren't, because I was already moved out of the house.
No, yeah, we weren't.
But, you know, it was still, like, engraved in my head. Like, that's not, that doesn't have to do with God, and, yeah. Like, that's not good.
And it's also, like, I think just, like, our parents as well. Mm-hmm. Like, our mom and dad, like.
Like, that's devil stuff. You don't play with that.
Yeah.
Basically.
Some satanic shit.
Yeah.
But, you know. Anyways, so then, like, I remember, like, bringing it in the house, and then Logan was like, bro, you brought that shit in here?
Yeah, we got
mad at
you.
And I was like, yes, I brought it in here. And, like, I was, like, I started to, like, open it, like, in the house. And you guys were like, put it away. But, yeah. But, actually, it's interesting because this time, the planchette or whatever. What's it, how do you call it?
The planchette.
The planchette. I don't know how to call it.
I think we say planchette here, but I'm pretty sure. Is it, like, French or something?
Yeah, it's spelled like French. But, planchette. Anyways. La plancha.
This which time, is the little thing that you move on the Ouija board.
Yeah, yeah. When you put, everybody put, like, puts their fingers on it. Mm-hmm. Like, this time that we played, it didn't move. So this time it didn't move. And so it was kind of
it
like...
It didn't work at all.
Yeah, yeah. And
sorry. Scam leakly.
Scam leakly? That's what my mom calls it. Scam likely calls.
Yeah. She's like, oh, scam leakly me está llamando.
Bruh.
Anyways.
But, like, yeah, that time I didn't move, and it kind of, like... So it was the first time playing, and it kind of solidified my
your skepticism.
My skepticism that I was like, okay, well, people are playing it up for the camera. It when stuff that's recorded, like for the Ouija board. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, so this doesn't really work. People move it for the camera and it's all fun and games.
But also this first time that you guys played it, I feel like you guys didn't really take it seriously.
Yeah,
I
think everyone
was scared. We were all like jittery looking around us because we were in this dark, abandoned mental asylum, guys. Yeah. Like it was out in the open in the middle of nowhere. And
it was raining and it was cold.
Raining. It was dark. Every little sound we heard, we're like, oh my God, someone's fucking coming to kill us right now.
Yeah, so we couldn't really focus on what we were doing.
Yeah, and also not everyone there was playing it. Like I wasn't playing it. You guys kept sitting in and Logan, I think, kept like getting up and taking their hands off the board. And like, it was just, we weren't like fully focused on it at all.
Yeah. So that time I didn't move and it was kind of more of like a, just an adventure more than like an investigation of the Ouija board. But it was still fun. And then and that's when I had the Ouija board. And when that video went up, like, obviously, it like kind of like got pretty popular. And like a lot of your subscribers came down from your channel to watch it.
Yeah.
And it got like kind of big. It got like, I don't know, 80,000 views or something like that. And it kind of like created like this spark in our family. Like everyone in our family was talking about how me and Melissa, you know, are these like devil worshippers and like play the Ouija board on our free time and post it so everybody can see it.
Yeah. And then like so our family saying that we just play the Ouija board and we're like Satan worshippers.
Yeah.
Not like our parents or like our parents. Immediate family, but like, you know, how you have those like
distant aunties.
Yeah. Distant like tias and stuff that like to cheese me out and shit and like just spread rumors about people.
Yeah. But then also
those people.
Yeah. And then our mom got mad at us because she saw that.
And then our parents like found out that, you know, we were doing that shit and they were like, you better stop that shit before you get kicked out.
Yeah. So I feel like that's what's kind of like what I was talking about. It's like it's like engraved in you because it's like our parents like are pretty strict about that kind of like, I don't know. They think it's like Satanism, but it's not. But it is not.
Yeah, I mean, you're not like using it to fucking talk to the devil, but like, I mean, you're communicating with the other side, basically.
But that's not Satanism.
Yeah, so no, it's not, but that's just what they think.
Yeah. But that was like the first time that we ever played, and it was fun. And I wanted to just do it again and again and again.
No, honestly, the views just got to him. He was like, okay, Ouija board content, that's where it's at.
Everyone liked it. So I was like, yo, this is sick. Like,
and I was like, please don't invite me again to another one. But, you know, there he goes asking us, inviting us again. What was the second time? The second time was just me, you, and Logan.
Yeah, second time was just me, you, and Logan. We went like on this, like, it was called something Franklin, like Ghost Trail. Mm-hmm. And it like led up to like this, like.
That was a literally more scary, way more scary than the mental asylum.
Yeah, it was because
the whole
it was like
walk in the dark, bro.
Yeah, it was like a hike. We had to hike somewhere, and then we got to like this like plain like field
huge
of grass.
Field.
Yeah, and then we're like, okay, we'll set up here, and the plan was like to stay there overnight after we played the Ouija board. So like we set up this tent, and then we played the Ouija board inside the tent. We're supposed to sleep there, and like it got dark like immediately, like pretty fast.
Yeah, it got dark really fast. And we kept hearing noises, and we knew that we were like in the middle of the fucking woods. We're like, what kind of animals are out here?
Oh, yeah.
Probably some fucking, I don't know. We just kept hearing like noises and like footsteps of things, and we're like, oh my God, we're about to get eaten by something.
Yeah. But it was kind of cool, like the scenery there, because like it was like this like old, like abandoned, like kind of town thing. I don't know if like the businesses were still open, but like as we were driving by, it was just kind of like this like lonely ass town. And then we had to like cross this bridge, and we parked on the other side of the bridge, and then we hiked down from the bridge, and there was like this like little ghost town. But it was pretty cool. Other than that, did the Ouija board work this time?
No.
It also didn't work this time.
No, it didn't work this time either.
So again, it was more of a just like a, it just like grew on the skepticism. Because this time it also didn't work. This time it should have worked. We were all there. Did you, and you played this
I
time.
I think this time I did. Did I?
Yeah, I think you did.
Or was I just recording? No, I think, yeah. I think you forced me to fucking do it.
Because I was like, everyone should be playing.
There's three of us, yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that time it didn't work either. And and that's when I started thinking, like, okay, well, this isn't really real then.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I thought. I was like, okay, this stuff doesn't work.
Right, right. So then, when was the time? It was when we were at the cemetery that it, the first time that it worked.
But, So that was the first time it worked, right?
I believe, yeah.
Did we do anything after this time? After the field one?
No.
So then after that was the graveyard one?
Yeah, the cemetery.
Okay.
We played at the cemetery.
So this time you decided to play the Ouija board again.
Mm-hmm.
You asked me to come. It was me, you, and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
And we played. We decided to go to a cemetery because we're like, if the Ouija board's going to work anywhere,
it's
going to be somewhere where the dead is at, you know?
Yeah.
Like, these people are probably eager to freaking speak.
Spirits just walking around, you know what I mean?
Okay, this experience, I'm just remembering everything that it said.
Yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah. It did say some weird shit. Yeah.
And I feel like it's just so fucking crazy and, like, mind-blowing because, I don't know, when you watch, like, Ouija board videos, right, or, like, a movie that has to do with Ouija boards and stuff, like, it's always so scary and spooky, and there's, like, spirits just always sound so serious and scary and demonic and, like, you know?
Right.
But we forget that there are spirits out there of, like, people who have regular personalities who either want to make you laugh or say stupid shit or just have a regular conversation with you. Like, not everything has to spell out run or, I don't know.
I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, stuff like that. So I remember sitting there. I was kind of scared. It was dark. And we set everything up. We set the cameras up.
And we had candles there.
We had candles. And then we started playing it. And we all put our fingers on the planchette.
Yeah. And so this time, we took it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we asked it, like, obviously, like.
Did it take a while?
It took a while.
Okay.
It took, like, 20 minutes of us trying to, like, hey, are you there?
Yeah, is anyone here with us? Just asking questions over and over.
And then eventually it did move up to, like, yes. Like, until after we were like, is anyone here with us and anyone want to talk with us? It moved up to yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when, like, we all started, like, freaking out.
Yeah. I was like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Everyone started accusing each other like, who's moving it? One of you guys is moving it. And, I mean, you guys, is it still up on your channel? No. Is it? No.
I think I might have taken it down.
Damn, I was going to say, you guys can watch it or whatever. But, like, if you watch the video,
I'll bring it back.
If you watch the video, you can see, like, I don't know how to explain it. It's really hard to, like, believe what you're seeing, obviously, if you're not there in person, like, actually experiencing it. But when I say that, like, all of our fingers were placed on it super lightly.
It's almost like our fingers, like, floating above it.
Yeah.
Almost.
Which is weird because I always thought this too. I was like, why doesn't the thing just, like, move on its own then?
Mm.
Like, without us touching it. Like, if it's real, then why do people have to, like, be putting their fingers on it? Because then it makes it look like you're moving it.
Right.
But it's like the feeling of, like, feeling it move, like, under your fingers.
Yeah, it's super weird.
I don't know. It's hard to explain it. It's just so fucking weird. But I was not moving it. I swear all my life that I wasn't.
Yeah.
You weren't moving it. Yeah. I could see your fingers and you were also, like, weirded out. Like, what the fuck? You guys are moving it. And we were all just kind of, like, laughing, kind of joking because we're like, one of us has to be doing it.
So, like, the thing is with me is, like, I know that Melissa's not going to move it. I know that Robin's not going to move it because I just feel like she wouldn't really, like,
yeah.
She's not do it. She's not there to trick anybody.
If anyone were to, it would have been you.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
But I saw your face. Like, when I asked you and when I saw your fingers and everything, I was like, okay, well, if he's not moving it, then
yeah. So that kind of freaked me out a little bit. Like, at that time, it was, like, the first time that I had moved.
But you were still skeptical. Like, you still thought it was one of us.
Yeah, yeah, because I was like, we're doing it for the video, like, it's for the video, and then we'll see what happens after we turn the cameras up. It was, like, a kind of a mind fuck to me because I was like, if anyone's gonna move in this shit, it's gonna be me. And then I knew myself, I was like, okay, I'm not moving it, so who the fuck's moving this shit, bruh? Like, it had just never worked before, and so this was the first time that it actually moved on us.
And every question we were asking, like, it was answering, like, it was coming up with an answer. Like,
and it was moving, like, you know, fast.
Yeah.
And so I was, like, freaking out because I was like, Melissa's an honest person and I don't feel like Robin would do it because she just wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, this is kind of freaking me out a little bit. Like, it was freaking me out, but I was still like, I don't know, in my mind. My mind just, like, doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
My mind's just like,
you just didn't
okay,
believe it.
You
didn't want to believe it.
Yeah, I was like, no, someone's moving it. I don't know who's moving it. I don't know how they're moving it because it really feels like, you know,
someone's moving it.
And I was like, and it ain't me. But, like, so what did it say? We asked it, like, its age, yeah. And we asked it what it wants, like, who is it?
I think there was multiple different spirits talking to us, because I think it was saying different answers, or we asked it, like, what their name was, like, different times, and it was saying different people or something. And then towards the end, we were like, is there anything you want to let us know? Like, is there anything you want to tell us?
Yeah, that was, like, when we were ending, like, the session.
Yeah. And this fucking ghost decided to spell out send nudes.
Yeah, dude, I swear. So, like, it said send nudas, like, N-U-D-A-S. Mm-hmm. And we're like, wait, what? Oh, no. What happened was, like, it spelled out send.
Yeah, I instantly knew what it was saying, and I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah, you said that. You said, I was like, you were like, no fucking way.
No fucking way.
And I was like, what?
You were still oblivious, like, what the fuck? And Robin started to catch on, and she was like, oh, what the fuck? And it went to the N and the U and the D.
And then when it was like, when one of you guys were like, no, who's doing this? And it stopped moving.
Yeah.
Like, the planchette, like, stopped moving as soon as someone was like, who's doing this? And so we're like, and then you were, and I still didn't know. I was like, what? Send what?
What? What is this saying? I was like, it literally just said send nudes. Like, it's trying to spell send nudes.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious.
And it was hilarious. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, instantly it made me feel better, right? Like, it's not something that's trying to harm us or, like, anything evil, really. Because, like, what the fuck? Like, if I was a ghost, that's some shit I would do. But... But at the same time, I was thinking, like, okay, this is going to make everything that we just did and answered, like, look.
Oh, fake.
Like, discredit it, basically. Right, right. Because send nudes, like, obviously there's three fucking kids playing
people, yeah.
A Ouija board, and that's what it decides to spell out. But I was like, well, fuck it. I don't care if people believe it or not. Like, that shit's fucking crazy, and I can't believe that. Like,
it was fucking weird.
And for the longest time, I was like, bro, it had to have been you that, like, fucking spelled that shit trying to be funny. But my brother was like, oblivious.
Yeah,
so I
was
like,
so
okay,
in disbelief of, like, what was... Yeah, I didn't even know what was going on. Like, before you guys were, like, saying, like, oh, what... You guys were like, no fucking way. I was like, what? What's this saying?
Yeah.
It's like, send what?
And then when you realized it said... Or it was trying to say send news, what did you think?
I was like...
Do you think one of us was messing around or...
No, I was like, if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't doing it, so I was like, I felt weird, because I was like, maybe we should end this session.
I just felt weird. And we just started laughing, and then after that, you know, we ended it, and we said goodbye.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I guess it was just like, it's just such a weird, like, experience to have, like, ghosts say funny things. But I've watched videos before on YouTube where, you know, there are people that I actually, like, believe are actually, like, playing it and everything's legit. And they have full-on conversations where the ghost literally says, like, LOL and, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because there's spirits that are all different, like, ages. Some people pass away when they're younger and some people pass away when they're older and they have different personalities and whatever.
Yeah.
So that was probably, like, a teenage boy or some shit.
Could have been.
I don't know, but I thought that was so funny. Like, is there anything you want to tell us? Send nudes.
Send nudes, bro. How are we going to send nudes past this the life dimension?
Yeah, we can't give him nudes.
Damn, I would have, bro.
But, yeah, so that was the first time.
That it actually moved.
That it actually moved for us, and we were all like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then we all, like, swore that it wasn't either of us. So, yeah. Like, and I believe you guys. And obviously, you guys believe us.
I believe that it wasn't any of us.
So, and that, like, that kind of went into, like, my brain. I was like, okay, so... Did we just talk to a ghost? Mm-hmm. And I just, like, I don't know, like, to this day.
He's still skeptical, guys. Like, I don't understand how you experience something like that. And you're like, no.
I know.
Like, what do you think that fucking was then? You don't have any explanation, but it's not a ghost.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not a spirit.
It's some other science thing.
Yeah, and people like to say that, like, you know, it's just your mind. Like, subconsciously, you want it to move and whatever. And so, like... You just do it without even realizing. Yeah. Like, you're moving it without even realizing. But no, know. You have to be there to feel it under your fucking fingers. Your fingers are literally, like, hovering over it. Sometimes you're not even touching the planchette.
Yeah. And it's moving. It's just gliding.
And it answers questions that, like, you don't know the answers to. Like, you don't have the answers to.
Yeah.
And it, like, has a story that makes sense and it adds up. And it's just, like, what?
And even if, like, well, I guess it's subconscious. But, like, when we ask it questions, I'm always surprised, like, by what the answers say. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's not like I'm thinking about, like, oh, this is going to say this. And then it says that. It says something, like, completely, like, random as to, like, what the question is. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm like, okay, well, I couldn't have thought of that.
Yeah.
So, it's not like you're subconscious. But, I mean, I don't believe that, like, at all. Like, I'm like, I'd rather believe it's a ghost rather than believe this weird theory that says, like, you're actually moving it. No, I'm not fucking moving it.
No.
So,
There's no way that doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. And then the next time that we played it, this is where stuff, like, got serious. Mm-hmm. Like, we asked it questions about death, and we asked it questions about the afterlife, and it gave us, like, and God
and, like, actual history on this person that we knew we were talking to.
Yeah, so that shit got wild.
Okay, so let's get into it.
Let's get into this one. What happened was, so we were planning to do another Ouija board video. Mm-hmm. And I was looking for, like, a haunted, like, hotel, because I was like, that would be interesting, we've never done that before. And I feel like it would be just more of, like, an investigation thing rather than just, like, go out and play the Ouija board. We can, like, actually investigate some paranormal happenings that's going on. Mm-hmm. So, like,
it'll be a whole video, and at the end, we'll throw the Ouija board in there and see what it says.
So, I was looking around for, like, Seattle, because we're from Seattle, and I was looking for, like, hotels that are, like, haunted around the area. So, there's this hotel. It was called the Sorrento Hotel. In Seattle, in downtown Seattle, and supposedly that's the oldest hotel that is like here in Seattle area. Been there for like 110 years, 111 years. Mm-hmm. So
supposedly it's haunted. That's what they say.
Yeah, supposedly it's haunted just because it's been there for a long time. People have died there, and supposedly there's this lady named Alice B. Toklas, and mm-hmm. she was like a artist, I think. I don't really remember. It was a long time ago.
She's an artist. She also wrote some books.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was like a cooking influential figure sort of at the time.
Yeah.
She like wrote books. She was like an artist, and then she had a wife, and like they were like whatever.
Yeah.
So
we knew, you knew that.
Yeah, I knew
that. Me and Robin basically had like no knowledge on the history of this woman or like anything about her life or nothing. And mm-hmm. you knew that. Obviously, like when you do research on the hotel, she's one of the people that pops up that supposedly haunts this hotel. But you also didn't do much research into her life or anything.
No, I didn't. I didn't even know that she was gay. So supposedly, like she had a wife. Mm-hmm. But whenever I saw the pictures, like I just thought it was a guy.
Yeah, we knew that she had been married and stuff like that. But we didn't know like really to who. We didn't know much really about like her life or like. Stuff like that. So it was just questions that we wanted to ask her and like talk to her about.
And so we
didn't know that we were going to talk to her, but we were hoping that she was going to come through. Mm-hmm.
So like we booked this room 408. I think it was 408. Don't quote me on that, but it was 408.
It was one of the most haunted, right?
Supposedly it was the most haunted hotel room. And then we had to pay extra. We called in advance and like we had to pay. We had to pay for that room and like that night and stuff like that. And it wasn't cheap. So, Melissa paid for it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Wow, fuck you.
And so, we got that room. It was, like, the most haunted room in the hotel on the fourth floor. So, supposedly that was, like, the most haunted room. People were, like, saying that that's the most active room. And if you walk around in the hallways, you might see this little boy. But Alice is said to frequent the fourth floor and especially room 408. So, that's why we got that room. So, yeah, when we got there, it was kind of like we checked in, we put all our stuff away, and then that day we kind of just, like, went out for a little bit just because, like, we were kind of hungry and went to Seattle.
We just explored around.
Yeah, and then when we came back, we did, like, a little, like, paranormal investigation around the hotel. We kind of, mm-hmm. like, snuck out the room and went down the hallways, explored, like, the whatever. Mm-hmm. And then we had this little,
This video isn't on your channel anymore either, is it?
It's not. None of them are on my channel anymore.
Wow, how suspicious, huh? Now that we're talking about this, he deletes everything, guys.
It's been deleted. Yeah. But, I mean, if you guys want it, like, I'll bring it back. But, you know. Anyways, so we had this, like, little investigation in the room as well. Like, we put, like, we had, like, some recordings. And nothing came up on the recordings. Like, we had, like, some, like, audio recordings. And we kind of walked around in the dark.
We walked around in the dark with the phone, like, asking questions.
Yeah.
But we weren't getting anything at all.
We didn't get much. I reviewed all the footage, and we also didn't, like, see anything crazy. Mm-hmm. The only time that we did was with when we started playing the Ouija board.
Yeah.
What happens is, like, I always feel like when we first start playing the Ouija board, like, it takes a long time, like, to, yeah. like, get it warmed up.
Yeah, sometimes, because the thing is that, like, sometimes there are spirits around right when you pull out the Ouija board and when you start playing the Ouija board.
Yeah.
But sometimes there isn't. Like, their spirits don't only stay in one spot all the time. Like, they're not freaking locked to one room 24/7. Like, mm-hmm. they are free to, like, roam around and go wherever, I guess, from what I know. From what Alice told us. Yeah. But, so when we were doing the whole, like, investigating in the room and everything, we weren't getting anything, and we didn't really feel anything. Like, not everything really. Just felt normal. And then when we started playing the Ouija board, like my brother said, it was taking a while. We weren't getting anything. We were asking questions. Is anyone here? Does anyone want to talk to us?
Yeah.
And nothing. It was just taking a while. It
took maybe like half an hour.
And I think we even, did we like take a break?
Yeah, we did. Like we stopped and we were like, we ordered what? Like some snacks and shit. Yeah,
this isn't working right now. We'll try again at a later time. Mm-hmm. So we took a break and then we came back and we set everything up again, and we're like, okay, we're going to try. And then this time, did it work fast, or I don't remember?
No, it still took like 10 minutes, I think.
Okay, yeah.
We were just waiting there. Yeah, like, it takes a while. I don't know. I guess it's like what you said. Like, this not just spirits just there, was waiting. Yeah. But it does take a while. Like, every time, like the first time that it actually worked took a while, and this mm-hmm. time that it actually worked took a while, I think it just, like, we either just, like, you have to get it warmed up, or we have to, like, wait for, like, the spirits, like, to come, I guess.
Yeah. And also, oh, we forgot to mention. So sometimes when you're playing the Ouija board, like, it moves fast sometimes. Like, sometimes it goes from letter to letter super fast mm-hmm. and you get an answer quick. But sometimes they're, like, it goes really slow. Like, even from letter to letter, or, like, even to go from, like, a certain side of the board to, like, no or yes. Like, it goes super yeah. slow. And I don't know what that means. Maybe it's just, like, the energy or the power of the spirit. Maybe they don't have, sometimes they just don't have much, or sometimes they're able to move it faster. I don't know. But when we were playing in the cemetery, I remember, I think there was, I don't remember, I think it was this time where, because I remember it happened multiple times where the Ouija board, like the planchette, would move like from one side to the other one, like mm-hmm. really fast, like just back and forth, or it would go in like a, like an infinity sign,
oh,
like a figure eight basically throughout the whole board, like back and forth. And this happened multiple times when we played the Ouija board, so I don't remember if it was, remember you said cemetery.
That like that was bad.
Yeah. And I remember hearing that, like, if that ever happens on the Ouija board and they just like keep going like that, or they keep going like from one side of the board all the way across like this, like a circle, like a, I don't know, an half arc? Circle. Mm-hmm. That, like, that means something it. Bad. Like, something, it's an evil spirit or something, and you should just, like, end it because, like, just something's not right. And that's happened multiple times. Or it'll go from, like, I think, I don't remember how the Ouija board, is there an O on one side and then the Z's on the other side?
Yeah, so ABC, it goes through halfway. So, like, a half of the alphabet, mm-hmm. and then it starts again. So,
what's I think O is... Middle?
I don't know. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. Yeah. Yeah, always should be the middle.
Okay,
there's
well,
only 26 letters.
I don't remember, but I also remember, like, that it would start spelling Zozo.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, it would go from, like, the Z to, like, the O, and I would be like, okay, no, like, this is not
oh,
right.
Yeah, I remember you said that.
Yeah, so there was, like, multiple times where I had like, to no, be like, okay, no, playing. We have to stop because, like, something is not right. And it's so fucking weird that everyone that, not everyone, but, like, most people that have played the Ouija board, this has happened to them, where it goes from the Z to the O and it starts spelling that.
Oh.
And people say that it's, like, a demon that, like, haunts all Ouija boards, basically, and, like, it's just not a good spirit at all.
Dang, I didn't know that.
So it's weird that multiple people have that, like, get that spelled out on their board, which is crazy, because then maybe it is true. It's, like, this evil spirit that's, like,
just there,
attracted to fucking Ouija boards.
Yeah.
But anyways, so where were we at?
We started playing, and then it, like, that was when it was, like, yes, there is someone yeah. here with us, and they want to talk to us or whatever. And then I forgot if we knew it was Alice from the beginning or if we didn't. I think we just like asked it a few questions and then we were like, who are we talking to right now?
Yeah.
And then that's when it spelled
that's
out.
That's when it spelled Alice.
Alice. And when it went to A L I, and then it kind of stopped, I think. And then I think it was either you or Robin was like, Allie? Allie? And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, no, guys, I know exactly who this is. I like got like super excited because I knew who it was. I was like, oh my God, it's fucking Alice. We're going to fucking talk to Alice. I cannot believe this. And so, yeah, I went to A-L-I.
I got really excited, too. I was like, no fucking way. This is actually it was really wild, happening right now.
It was fucking wild. And so, like, I forgot, like, what we asked it first or her first.
We asked her just multiple questions.
We asked her, like,
her age, her life.
Yeah.
And we also asked her, like, did you just get here? Like, were you here before when we first got here? And she was like, no.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, well, that makes sense. Like.
And then she said, like, we asked her, like, where were you or, like, what were you doing? And she was like, she said that she was, like, in France.
Yeah, she said she was in Paris.
Yeah, in Paris.
She spelled out Paris, and we were like, holy shit, like, you were in Paris?
Yeah, so, like, she is, I think, from France.
I think she died in Paris.
Oh, yeah, she died in Paris or she died here, either one, or she was born, like, one of the two. Mm-hmm. But she was a French woman. And so, like, it was just wild because, like, we were like, okay, so, like, we know that, like, ghosts can just, like, travel, like, hella far away.
So we were like, you can go basically like wherever you want. And she was like, yes.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if we asked her like, can any spirit do that? Like, can any spirit go wherever they want? And I don't remember what she said to that one.
Yeah.
But so we don't know if it's all spirits or maybe just some or I don't know. But I was like, holy shit. Okay. She's living her best life.
For real. She was out here. And then we asked her like about her partner as well. And then like we asked her like
if she was married.
She said yes. And then I was like, who's your husband? And then she didn't say anything.
Yeah. And we're
she
like,
doesn't have a husband.
And she was like, we were like, what was his name? She didn't say anything again.
She didn't say nothing. And we were like, what the hell? But then later on, we found out like she, you know, she had a wife and not a husband. So like we were asking her wrong questions.
Yeah.
And then we also, this is when it gets like scary. Like we asked her like, can you see us? Like, you know, can you see what we look like? And she was like, yes. And then I think you asked her, you were like, how do we look? Or like, what do you see? And she just said like, blurry.
Yeah, she spelled out blurry.
And we're like, that's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Because like, so she can see everything and like everything that just like looks like the regular world.
Wait. What was it when she spelled out brownies? Or what did we ask her?
Oh, because, like, she liked to smoke weed. Like, in her, like, bio or whatever, we asked her if she liked to smoke weed.
Yeah.
And so we just asked her, like, do you like to smoke weed? And she just spelled out brownies.
Brownies. And she was liked to eat brownies. Known for her, like, pop brownie recipe.
Yeah.
So we're like, holy fuck, that's crazy.
Like, we actually are talking to Alice.
Yeah.
But that's dope. Like, it was pretty sick. Like, it was a good, like, conversation. Like, I wasn't afraid.
Really good at like holding conversation, and we didn't ever feel like scared or like we were having a conversation with like an evil spirit or anything like that.
Yeah,
we asked her if there was like other spirits around and if there are evil spirits and like multiple different things. We asked her so many different things.
Mm-hmm. So like what happened was after we asked her like if she could see us and like everything, and she said it's blurry, we also asked like about God.
Mm-hmm.
And we asked, what did we ask? We asked, like, is there a God?
Is there a heaven?
Is there a heaven or is there a hell? And she didn't want to answer.
Yeah.
Like, it started to move to, like, yes or it started to move to no, like, either one of those. But then it stopped before it got to, like, the answer.
So we don't know why or what that's about.
We also, like, towards the end, she started having some weird answers. I forgot, like, what we were asking. She started having some weird answers. And then we said, like... We just, like, grew suspicious about, like, what she was saying.
And who we were talking to.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. A lot of the times, like, you could be talking to one spirit, right? And there's a lot of times where you just notice the planchette. Like, it's either moving to a spot and it stops. And then it starts doing some random thing. Or, like, it starts going in a different direction or moving different. Yeah. And you automatically feel like, okay, this is weird. Not the person we were just talking to.
Yeah. Or
spirits do that all the time. They take the spot from another person, or they're trying to talk, and they're all trying to jump in and communicate.
And then, like, or if, like, it goes, like, if you, like, are reading something out, like, you're spelling it out, and it's like going somewhere, and then all of a sudden like half of the word just like starts making something, like it just starts making gibberish after that.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, something weird is going on.
Yeah.
But then, so we asked it, or that we asked whatever we were talking to, we were like, is this Alice? Is this still Alice?
Mm-hmm.
And it went to no.
Yeah.
And we all like freaked out at that moment. Yeah. We're like, and we got, we're like, okay, scared, what the fuck's going on right now?
Who the fuck is this? We're not comfortable with you. We want to talk to
yeah,
Alice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, no, we got to keep playing. And you guys were like, no, this is bad. This is bad. This is really bad. And
yeah, because I remember it also started like doing some weird shit on the board, like started going back and forth or something. And I was like,
yeah,
I don't know what's going on right now, but this is freaking me out. And then... Yeah. Yeah, so
I think we ended it after that one, or it said some weird shit. I remember it saying like die or like, I don't know, something weird, and it said like some scary stuff. And then we're like, okay, let's just end it. So we all like, you know, moved it to goodbye or whatever, and we ended that session. And that was like the last time that we ever played, but it was more of like, it was like the most like influential, or like the most like, I don't know,
the most we've ever gotten out of a like
a spirit.
Yeah. From playing the Ouija board.
But I mean, like, it was more of like a inspirational thing more than like a scary thing.
Yeah, it, so it definitely it had like we had a good feeling
yeah.
when we were talking to Alice, and like she seemed very genuine and very nice, and her answers were all very like after we did it, we decided to do a lot of research on like more about her and her age and you know, where she died and everything, to kind of like hopefully the answers like would add up, and a lot of the answers did add up. Yeah, so we're like, okay, this is crazy. Like,
I think it was like, yeah, her age lined up, and like the date that she was born lined up.
Yeah, when she died, how like basically how old she was and all that. We like added everything up.
Yeah,
her, the person she was in a relationship with,
and then brownies.
Yeah,
it was just like we knew that we had just like talked to this woman, like this
that we literally Alice. Could see a photo of online, and it's just like so fucking crazy to like think about.
And it was dope, but
it's crazy.
Yeah, we haven't played it since, bro. We gotta play again.
I know. And after we played it that time, honestly, I was like, oh my god, this is so fucking cool. Like,
yeah, it kind of felt like a more of like a just not like a scary thing
yeah
anymore.
It didn't really feel like a scary thing, but that's not to say that scary shit doesn't happen on the Ouija board.
You believe that you can get possessed?
Though. Okay, my brother is still a skeptic, as you can tell. But I do think that bad things can happen from playing the Ouija board. And I'm not super, like, for it, nor are we advising anyone to, like, go fucking play the Ouija board. Especially not by yourself. I don't think that that's a smart
supposedly
idea.
Like, playing by yourself is, like, one of, like, the worst things you can do. Just because, like... Yeah. And also
just be really cautious. You never want to continuously play the Ouija board and make friends with a spirit or whatever, because you never really know who you're talking to.
Yeah,
you don't know if there's a spirit pretending to be someone, you know. You don't know, because they can easily like deceive you. Like, you don't know if it's a good or evil spirit. They could say they're good, but they might not be.
Yeah. And then
so
also
we don't
like,
really know if we talk to Alice, but we think we do.
Yeah. And then but also like, supposedly you're not supposed to like play to like talk to someone in mind.
Yeah,
like you're not supposed to like reach out to a family member, and you're not supposed to like start playing by yourself to talk with like a deceased, like, you know, family member or just a deceased person. That you should just like talk to whoever's there, because it's usually they're not gonna be there. Yeah, they're usually not gonna be there, and it's gonna be someone pretending to be. So you should just always ask it who it is before you have someone in mind. But anyways, let's get into like what we believe.
Yeah. So
like,
what the fuck, bro? After all this that we've just told you guys and like the experience that we've had with everything, my brother still says that he doesn't believe that Ouija boards actually.
It's just
because
like I believe in the Ouija board. Okay, guys, don't come at me. Like, I believe that we can talk to spirits. Like, I think I believe that. But the only thing is that, like, I've never seen a spirit, and I've never had anything happen other than with the Ouija board. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, nothing has happened to me that I'm like...
Like, you've never seen anything move or
no,
anything.
No, I've never seen anything move.
To where, like, it makes you really be like, what the fuck? But even then, would you even believe it if that happened, or would you find some way to, like, explain?
Well, it's gotta happen.
So do you believe in ghosts?
My general answer to when people say, do I believe in ghosts, is no.
Yeah. Which is like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because I don't know.
So you believe that you talk to a ghost, but you don't believe in ghosts. How does that even make any sense?
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I believe in. Like, I don't know if, like, because, like, what's a ghost? Like, I guess we have to define, like, the word ghost. Is it, like...
I don't know if a spirit... I think spirit is different than ghost, or no.
I don't know. Because, like, a ghost is, like, what? Someone that's passed away and that's, like, still here?
I think a ghost is, like, something that haunts a place.
Right.
And a spirit is, like, just someone that's passed away that's just, like, roaming around. And then a demon is, like, a evil just from the devil. I don't know.
But, like, that's the thing with me. It's, like, there's not one thing that you have without the other. So, like...
Battery slashed.
Yeah.
I just saw you look at it.
Hold on, let me finish this. Okay. There's not, like, one thing that you have without the other. Like, if you believe in spirits... Exactly. You have to believe in the afterlife. And if you believe in the afterlife, you have to believe in, like, heaven and hell. Because what are they doing? They're just roaming around? What? They're roaming around, like, you know, in that, like, state of before they get judgment to go to, like, heaven and hell.
But that's what you learned in church. You don't know that if that's true or not.
So what the
fuck
are they doing?
Maybe after we die, we just become spirits and we're just, like, roaming around and that's it.
And then what?
That's it.
That fucking sucks. That's what I wrote. What the fuck?
Okay, well, it's not here to fucking make you happy or, like, whatever. It's just... It is how it is, or I don't know, because, like, that's the thing too, that, like, you know, whenever we have played and asked these questions about the afterlife or heaven or hell or God, like, there's not been a spirit that has actually, like, answered that.
Yeah,
maybe they're just as confused as we are. Maybe they're, you know, sad that that isn't how it is, or maybe they don't really know what's going on. They're in this state of, like, I don't know, like, they don't know. I don't know if they know that, like, or if they feel like, oh, I'm just trapped as a ghost forever. Like, I don't know if they have that, like, knowledge of time and, like, all of that. Because didn't we ask her, like, how does time move for you? And she said that it
went,
yeah, that it was, like, different.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's interesting, but, so you don't know what you believe.
Like, yeah, I guess I just don't know. Because, like, people say, like, oh, do you believe in ghosts? My quick answer is just no. Like, I don't believe in ghosts. Not really. I'm not afraid.
What,
like,
do you think? That spirits are maybe just, like, people from the future coming back?
Because, like...
That's also a theory.
What I... Oh.
Time travelers.
They're coming back and what? They're in a fucking different dimension? They just can't see us or something? Or we can't see them?
Mm-hmm. They learned how to, like, become invisible. Or they're in a different time zone, so we can't see them, but, like, they're here.
You know, like, fourth dimension kind of thing?
Something like that.
Well, like, what I was, like, go back to is, like, I forgot who said it, but there was, like, this example, right? Remember, like, you know about radiation,
mm-hmm.
You know, and, like these, like, nuclear, like, elements that we have, whatever. And, like, let's say they were, like, all stored in a box, like, if you had, like, a bunch of, like, uranium, like, stored in this box. And then all of a sudden, like, you open the box, and it's just rocks. And then, like, but obviously if you stay next to those rocks for, like, an hour... You start getting sick and you fucking die because you're exposed to, like, radiation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, if that happened, like, 200 years ago, people would be like, this box is fucking haunted, bro. Like, people that go near it fucking die. But there's just rocks in there. You know,
they just
so
don't
like,
know what's going on.
They just don't know what's going on.
Okay, but that's nothing to do with ghosts.
But that's what
about
I mean.
An object being haunted.
But that's what I mean. They're like, oh,
but that's different from us having an actual conversation with someone that we can't see.
Right.
That has passed away.
But
they tell us they've passed away, and they tell us what day they died.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, we always say, like, oh, we don't really know who we're talking to. But if it's just, like, some fucking kid from the future, like you said, it's,
yeah.
Like, some weird, like, just want to mess with us. Kids are weird, man. They like to mess with people all the fucking time.
Yeah, fuck kids.
So, like, it could just be, like, someone just trying to mess with us from the
future. I
don't know.
I believe... And ghosts. I believe that there's spirits, and I believe that something happens after you die.
I believe something happens after you die because I want to believe that. Like, I just don't want to believe that this is it. But it's just hard. But either way, I guess my, like, the long answer would just be, like, I believe in spirits. And I believe that there's, like, there's something there, like, communicating with us, mm-hmm. when we do play the Ouija board. But I've never had any other evidence to lead me that way other than the Ouija board. So it's just hard. I'm just kind of, like, in
so
the middle.
So you want a ghost to appear to you.
I want to see it to my face.
Well, One time it takes a lot of energy, bro.
It takes a lot of energy. They just can't.
One time it happened.
When did it happen?
What about all those photos with fucking ghosts in them? Videos. You don't believe those?
But that's like saying like, oh, you don't believe in aliens? What about all the videos with aliens in it?
Yeah, what about them?
Bro.
They're fucking real, okay? So you don't believe in aliens either now?
I don't believe in like these like videos that come out that say, obviously the ones of the Pentagon's like UFOs, yeah, like they're released as like unidentified flying objects. Like, oh, what the fuck is it?
So there's life out there.
I believe there's life out there.
What if they're aliens? What if spirits are aliens? They're here with us. But yeah, bro, they're fucking way smarter than we are. If they figured out how to get here to where we're at and we can't see them, they're smarter than we are.
We figured out, guys. Spirits are aliens.
Yep. Facts. That is the conclusion we've come to. Just kidding.
I believe in that.
Maybe. Who fucking knows? We don't know. But yeah, I mean, I believe that there's ghosts. I've never seen a ghost, but there has been things that have happened that have been like just things you just can't explain.
Like what?
It was, how old were we? Like nine. I think I was like around nine. So that means
we were nine.
Because we were living in that apartment. That's when we started going to church. No, it wasn't. No.
I thought we were living in the house in Puyallup.
No. It was the apartment.
No. Yes,
it was. My brother doesn't know, okay? He was too young. Okay. So we were living in that apartment. And my uncle had recently come stay with us, my mom's brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staying with us for a while. And This only happened to my mom and her brother, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is why we came to the conclusion that we came to. But basically, one night or one day, my uncle was home, I think at the apartment by himself. I think we were in school. My parents were working. And he said that he heard like knocking or tapping on the TV screen. And
yeah. And we had an old TV.
Back then, we had like one of those dinosaur TVs, you know? Like,
yeah. They have with a glass
whole box behind them. Yeah,
and they have a glass like
screen.
They don't have a plastic screen, mm-hmm. So you can hear it.
So when you tap on it, like you can hear like the sound that it makes, right? Just like imagine that.
A glass sound.
So he said that he would hear like knocking on the screen of the TV. Like it sounded like it was coming from like the inside of the TV, and something was like knocking on the inside mm-hmm. of the screen. And he was like, what the fuck? And he would, like, hear it every now and then. And he would, like, go stand in front of the TV, like, look at the TV. And, like, there's just nothing there to, like, explain this noise.
Yeah.
Or this tapping that was happening. And
what the fuck? Her dog over there is, like, trying to get comfortable, like, on pieces of paper. Like,
she always, I don't know why she does that. Anyways. She's trying to crawl under the freaking chair. And then it happened to my mom, too. She said that she heard, like, tapping. Like, it would be like, what the fuck? How many did you just shove in there?
Two.
Oh. Kiko. And then she would hear, like three knocks again. And then, like, her and her brother, like, I mean, I remember them telling me this and telling us that story, that it sounded like something was, like, tapping from the inside of the TV. And they were like, what the fuck is that? Like genuine like knocking on the glass. Like it wasn't like the TV was just like, I don't know, like glitching out or some shit. Like it was, the TV was off. They would even like unplug it, and like it never happened to me or my brother or my dad. So they came to the conclusion that it was their grandma who had passed away, trying to like reach out and like contact them.
Because my mom had a dream about it, right?
Yeah, because my mom had a dream about her, and like just, I don't know, just that's just like what they felt and what they like assumed that it was, and it only happened to them too.
Yeah.
So I just remember them telling us like that story when we lived there, and I don't know. Has there been anything else like paranormal that has happened to you?
There was that time when it was when I was making another YouTube video. We had this I bought this like Dybbuk box.
Oh, yeah.
From this like on eBay from this person who said that they had a bunch of Dybbuk boxes. A Dybbuk is just a malicious spirit that is like
trapped into this box.
Yeah, so when they don't get out. Yeah, when a person that has been exorcised, they have an exorcism, they put the that spirit into this like little box, or just like a, any, it doesn't have to be a box, it's, it can be just an object, and like trap it in this like this object. So this person was saying that their grandpa was like a Jewish Catholic, or I don't know, some kind of priest thing, and like he had a bunch of dibby boxes because he performed a lot of exorcisms in this his grandpa's basement. Like his grandpa did exorcisms there, mm-hmm. and just cleansed people. So I bought this dibby box from him, and like it had a bunch of weird stuff in it. I think that video is still up if you guys want to check it out on my YouTube channel.
Yeah, but, so he opened the fucking Dybbuk box on video and, like, looked at everything in it. And usually they store, like, certain things that have to do with
that person,
that they person took or the, that time period or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They put it in that box. Do you remember what was in there? I just remember it smelled so bad.
It smelled really bad. There was, like, some, like, ashes, I think. I don't know if it was, like, from a person, but there was, like, some ashes, like, in this little cup. There was, like, keys. There was, like, this little, like, bill of sale, I think, like of a car, and it had like Cleveland, Ohio in it, mm-hmm. and like we knew that it was like from that place because the ad when I bought the dibby box from, like that's where they were from. And then we found the keys to this car and like this note that said like, oh, it's from Cleveland or something like that. Anyways, the point I'm trying to make is like when I bought the dibby box, I had it in my room for like a little bit. And then I kept it in my car because I was, like, really uncomfortable with it in my room. So, like, I kept it in my car. And then when I was driving...
Yeah, that's great. Drive around with a Dybbuk box in your fucking car.
So, like, what happened was I went out with some friends and I forgot the Dybbuk box in there because it was in my trunk. And, like, during that time, I was driving, like, we were on the freeway. And then this semi, like, pulled up in front of me, like, obviously, like, it, like, swerved in front of me. And then I was like, what the fuck? And then all of a sudden, this it launched this, like, giant rock and hit my windshield, and my windshield shattered. Mm-hmm. And it, like, hit, like, right in front of my face. Like, right in front of my face, guys. Like, it wasn't, like, up here in the corner. Like, this, I saw the rock come at me, and, like, I was, like, I, like, moved out the way because I was like, whoa. And it, like, shattered my windshield. I think I still have a picture of it. If I do, I'll put it up on the video version.
You had to get a whole new windshield.
Yeah, I had to get a whole new windshield because it shattered, like, the whole thing. And so that was fucking weird. And the only explanation I had was, like, it's just, well, it's not an explanation, but, like, obviously there's a semi-truck there and it picked up a rock and it threw it at my car. It's just a
coincidence that this is the only time that that's ever happened. That's ever happened. When you have this Dybbuk box in your car.
And also, like, the rock just went, like, towards me. Like, it didn't hit anywhere else.
Just died. You could have swerved and just crashed.
Yeah, it was fucking wild. So it was weird. And then also when I was driving to make the video to your house, I almost got into a car crash with the Dybbuk box in my car still, because I was like, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was just thinking about something, and then, like, my car, like, started to swerve into, like, this divider in the middle of the road, and then I saw at the last second, I was like, whoa, and I almost crashed into the car next to me. Like, he, like, honked at me and shit like that, and it was wild. So, like, a lot of stuff was just... Spirit was
getting into your brain.
Yeah, dude, like, stuff was just going... Weird shit was going on. And so, like, after we had opened it, all that shit went down. And then when I took the Dybbuk box home, I was like up for a week. Remember I had like these videos in my phone where I heard like weird shit like scratching on my floor.
Mm-hmm.
And it was and like...
It hasn't happened since,
No,
huh?
It hasn't. So like obviously like my parents, like my dad heard it too. I have it on video. Yeah, because
I think... Did you wake up my dad or did he just wake up at the same time?
I woke up my dad because I was like, Dad, this is fucking weird. Because I was scared.
You were scared.
But I didn't tell him it was like a... I was like, what I was thinking, but mm-hmm. I was scared because...
Was this when the Dybbuk box was in your room?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in my room. And so I told my dad, I was like, Dad, come listen to this. And he was like, okay, well, it's some animal like under the floor.
Yeah, he thought it was like maybe like a rat or something.
And so I believed that as well. But
no,
I was like,
that's...
It's just
normal.
Such a coincidence that I have the Dybbuk box here. We opened it and it's in my room and it's open and stuff like that. And all this stuff...
Weird scratching noises.
Yeah, and all this stuff is happening like during this time. And it hasn't happened since.
Didn't it happen multiple nights? Or
yeah,
was it, just
it happened night? For about a week before I threw the Dybbuk box away.
Like you
and
would wake up
at
night hearing random
like
voices.
I would hear like little like scratches. Like I have a wood floor, but it was like scratches.
You still
like,
have the videos?
I'll look for them. If I have the videos, I'll put them in the video version. But if I don't, sorry. It was a long time ago. But I did have videos, and I'm pretty sure I still have a picture of my broken windshield.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like this like scratching noise. Like it wasn't like scary. Like it was just like, and I would like hear that like on the wood floors, and I was like, okay, this is like some fucking demon like trying to get me, bro.
Get rid of this box.
So I threw the box away like a week later, and then that stuff just ceased to happen. Like it didn't happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So in my brain, I'm like, okay, it was some rats. Like it's fine.
No, but in my brain, I'm like, that whole fucking time you had the divot box, you had bad luck, you almost crashed, you almost got freaking hit in the face with a rock.
Yes.
And so, you kept hearing weird noises in the middle of the night, and I don't know.
So it was just like, it's just too coincidental, or that's the word, right?
Yeah.
So too coincidental to like, to believe that it was, you know, something weird going on.
Something definitely weird about that.
But the thing is that like I threw it away and it's gone now. Mm-hmm. So that just solved everything. Like, you know how in movies they're like, if you move your house or whatever, it's gonna follow you. But it didn't follow me. Just, that's it.
Yeah. Also, okay, he decided not to open the box in his house, but open it in my freaking house.
Right. But then it followed me back then.
I think it just was attached to the box.
Well, maybe. But we opened it,
stuff,
we let it
or
out.
Or the stuff in the box, because you didn't take anything out. You kept everything in the box, so I don't know.
Yeah. That's the only, like, paranormal thing that's ever, like, happened to me.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't think... Well, not that I can remember.
But
I've had weird dreams. Like, random things happen where, like, things that were just there, like, on my desk or something, just randomly, like, go missing. And I'm like, what the fuck? How the fuck did that just... But obviously, I always... just explain that in my brain as like, okay, I must have misplaced it, even though I don't remember. But
you believe in ghosts.
Also, there's been multiple times when like when I used to live in the townhouse, I remember, I don't know if I told you this or not, but we decided to, like, in my bedroom, I was there by myself because my ex had like gone out, and so I was there at night with my dog Misty. And we were upstairs in my room. I was on my bed, like, on my phone or something. She was on my bed with me. Like, she was kind of, like, facing. Like, she was laying down, but her face was facing, like, the door of the room. And this day, I don't know why. I think it was either, like, I was taking a photo in the specific spot or something. But both of my mirrors, my round mirror that was hung up on the wall and my, like, standing up mirror, were facing each other in my bedroom. And I don't know why, I just didn't, like, I don't know, I didn't think about it. I was like, there's no way that's real, right? Like, what the fuck? That's, I don't know. Like, I just didn't believe in that. So I was like, I didn't think about it, really. Okay. I was laying in bed, and then out of nowhere, like...
Well, what's not real? What are you talking about?
Like, you know how they say when two mirrors are facing each other, it's like a vortex.
Oh, like
a
portal?
Yeah, so it's like, usually spirits come out through that. I don't know. So, so I was sitting on the bed, and I just... In the hallway, everything was dark. I think there was a light probably turned on downstairs in the kitchen. But other than that, like, the house was, like, dark. Mm-hmm. And Misty, she's a super, like, chill dog, very friendly. Like, she usually doesn't growl or bark at anyone or, you know, like, she'll see a sketchy-looking dude outside dressed in all black and she'll try to go up to him and, like, say hi and, like, be wagging her tail and shit. So, like, it takes a lot for her to, like, get creeped out or, like, you know... act a certain way, but
yeah, be on guard.
Yeah, so she out of nowhere like lifted her head up and was just like staring out into the hallway, and I'm just like watching her, and she's just like staring into the hallway like for a while, and then her hair on her back like starts standing up all the way to her tail, and I started freaking out and I was like, oh my god, what the fuck? And she just starts like doing this like deep like growl, just like staring like without blinking like into the hallway, and I freaked the fuck out, and I like move like in my bed like this, like sit up, and she just like gets off the bed and runs into the hallway. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I get up and I turn on like my light in my bedroom because I just had like my little lamp on, and I look into the hallway and I'm like, Missy, are you okay? And she's just like looking around like the hallway, but then like after that she didn't like do anything anymore. And like she wasn't growling or anything anymore. And then once Logan got home, like I told him about it, and he was like, you know, I don't know, like he's less paranormal than I am, but he was like, you know, you have these two mirrors facing each other. And I was like, oh shit, I do. And I was like, what the fuck? Maybe it was that, because ever since, like, that was the only time that something ever happened like that in my house. Like Misty never growled at anything or anything. So I was like, maybe that was it, that the mirrors were facing each other. And then after that, like, I moved them and I was like, okay, that was scary.
Yeah. I mean, I know there's like some like weird shit about mirrors, but I didn't know about like facing each other, like, really? Portal thing. I didn't know about that either.
That's like literally in every like paranormal investigation video I've seen. Like when they go to like a hotel room or like a hotel and there's like mirrors in the hallway facing each other, they're like, oh, portal there, portal there.
When you face mirrors, well, like when you face them together, can you like see like for infinity or what?
Yeah. Oh. I think that's why it's like, it has that like, you know, connotation to it because of that whole thing. So maybe you should try facing two mirrors together in your room and see what happens.
And play the Ouija board?
Experiment. No. Why would you play the Ouija board by yourself?
Oh, well.
No one said anything about that. I'd play the Ouija board?
Well, I thought
no.
That. Okay.
I just meant to see if anything happens. Like, maybe Romeo will start acting weird or some shit.
Oh, maybe. See what Luna does. My Luna's my hamster.
She starts going crazy in her freaking hamster box. Hamster box, hamster cage.
So what? Do you believe in ghosts?
I believe in ghosts.
I believe in ghosts a little bit.
I don't know if... I believe... I don't know if I believe in possession. But then again, I do. But then again, I don't.
I don't think it's real.
You don't think so? What do you think happens then? You think they're just like mentally ill in some way? Out of nowhere? Because you know the... what's her name? Elisa Rose? No.
Emily Rose?
Emily Rose. That whole story? Mm-hmm. You don't believe that that's real? Even the whole, like, audio recordings and everything of her just... And the photo of her, like, floating midair?
I just, like... I think a lot of it... Because, like, you know how, like, in, like, The Conjuring? Mm-hmm. How those are, like, real stories.
Yeah.
And, like, The Conjuring 2, I think, that there was... That was when they went to England and they had these, like, two... Oh, the three sisters, or how many sisters there were.
Yeah, I think
three. In the movie, like, when she's, like, talking, or, like, the ghost is, like, talking, the demon's, like, talking through her, mm-hmm. Like, it sounds, like, hella deep, and it sounds like a demon voice and whatever.
Well, obviously, that's just for the movie. It's probably not how it was in real life.
But what I mean is, like, when you see it in real life, it's just a little girl, like, talking like this, and she's talking like this, but it still sounds like a little girl because it's her voice. So what I mean is, like, I feel like...
No, you're wrong.
Like, I feel
you're
like,
wrong.
I feel like they're, like, doing it, like, for attention almost.
You think a kid's just going to randomly act possessed? They're going to start losing hair. They're going to fucking just scratch and eat the walls. They're going to lose teeth. They're going to lose their appetite. They're going to start speaking in languages that they've literally never spoken in before.
Man, you don't know. The mind can do some weird things.
No. Mind does not just randomly make you learn a different language.
Okay,
especially
whatever.
if you're sick. Like, if people don't believe that, like, okay, maybe possession isn't real. Maybe she was suffering from, like,
mental illness.
A mental illness that they didn't really know about before, and her family was very religious, so they just automatically said, okay, let's have a priest or whatever look into this and do an exorcism. Mm-hmm. But also, I think they also did like take her to the doctor and stuff like that. But even if it was something that they didn't know about back then, like, mental illness or, like, any sort of illness or anything does not, like, make you just talk in a different language, bro.
I guess.
Like, that's impossible. That's
literally... I'm just a bit skeptical.
A bit. You're just a skeptic boy.
Anyways, yeah, I think we're going to end it here. It's running a little bit long. But I hope you guys enjoyed that episode. It was kind of just like us talking about our experiences, but hope you enjoyed us talking about that. And let us know if you guys ever played.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you can hit me, but you cannot hit the sheep. Hey. Anyways, yeah, let us know about if you guys ever play the Ouija board, if you're ever willing to play the Ouija board, if you don't fuck with that. I know there was a comment last time.
Do you think we're crazy? Do you think we worship the devil?
There was a comment last time. Did you see it? There's this woman. Or, I don't know, this lady.
Oh, it's our aunt?
No. It was, like, this girl that was talking about how we're, like, mocking God or something.
Oh, we're mocking God?
Yeah, because we were, like, it was the family murders one. We're, like, oh, it's always the ones who believe in God. And, like, someone got angry.
It is,
angry.
Though, to be honest.
And then, like, some of you guys were, like, if you don't like it, just don't listen. It's that easy. I was fucking dead. But
I'm dead.
Yeah, tell let us know. We like all the
comments.
We like all the comments, all bad the or good. So let us know if you know, if you don't fuck with that, if you do fuck with it, if you think we're dumb, if you think we're cool.
If we're tickling your pickle.
Not that one. All right. yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that episode. And would you like to say anything else before we say goodbye?
Send nudes.
Yes. Peace.